Welcome to 7 Second Delay. I'm here with my co-host, Andy Breckman, man.
Thanks, Ken.
You're welcome.
I'll try to justify the faith you put in me. I'm going to really work hard this hour.
A.K.A. King of the Zingers, Andy Breckman.
I'm going to try not to disappoint you. I know a lot of people out there covet these time slots on WFMU.
They do.
You have a lot of applications. People
yes.
want to be on the radio.
Tons of them.
But you've given me your faith and your trust. And I'm going to do my best for an hour to justify that trust.
For 25 years, I've given you my trust. Our 25th anniversary is coming up.
I know, man. That's pretty great. That means a lot to me.
September,
yeah, that means a lot to me. I'm not being sarcastic. What do you want to do on our 25th anniversary?
Oh, we should celebrate somehow. You want to do a live show for Monty Hall? I know how much you hate those. That would be a good way to celebrate.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you want to go up to like North Jersey to some remote area and hunt another human being for sport?
That sounds great.
It would be more memorable than a bad show in Monty Hall.
Mm-hmm.
What would we do in Monty Hall?
I don't know.
Just give me one idea. Tell me. How would we fill 5 minutes?
We could hire actors to reenact the greatest moments of 7 Second Delay. Hire 2 male models.
Or we could hunt a listener chosen at random for sport.
Wait.
We could lure him up to North Jersey.
You said a human being.
Well, sometimes they overlap.
You did not say.
What do you call that? What do you call that when two circles overlap? And
a Venn diagram.
Yeah, Venn diagram. There's some overlap between.
No,
those
that's
two
not
groups.
My point. I'm saying that I'm cool with hunting a human being, but not a WFMU listener.
Oh, you're so funny.
We have to check.
You are so funny. I hope we don't have a repeat of last week, where you were marginally funnier than me.
That makes you so mad.
Yeah.
It's really,
nobody likes it, not just me.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah. Well, people, I'm sure the message board was all lit up.
How angry you get.
Oh, man, I hate it.
Whenever I get off a zinger.
Yeah. I don't drive an hour and 20 minutes every Wednesday to be the second funniest man on the microphone. For the love of God, give me something.
Sorry about that.
No, I'm sorry. No, you can't help it.
Yeah, it won't happen again.
You are as God made you.
Yeah. So how's the TV show coming along?
Oh, it's going great. Thanks for asking, Kenny.
And who's going to star? This is what everybody wants to know.
Oh, you're absolutely right. We should get some actors.
Yeah.
That's very important.
And I believe there's a female lead as well.
Yes, a female and a male lead. Yeah. Yes, that would be you imagine the sparks.
Right. Might I suggest?
Imagine the sexual tension possible. Yes, you have someone in mind?
Might I suggest Paul Dano and Natalie Portman? Don't say no.
You're just determined to talk about that Beach Boy movie. You'll just any segue in a storm. You like that Beach Boy movie, buddy?
I did like it.
Yeah.
You liked it too.
I really loved it. Yeah. The Mary Wilson story.
Yeah. Not exactly.
Oh yeah. He wasn't in it very much. I was a little disappointed.
I wish it had been the Murray Wilson story.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, I would love to see the
Me too, man. Oh, my God. I'm going to go on Kickstarter to try to raise some money for that one.
You should.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
You guys remember Brian Wilson, right, and his brothers? I want to do a movie about his abusive father. I think for $25 million, I could put this together.
Really? That's pretty cheap.
What was your
it?
Favorite scene in the Beach Boy movie?
Well, the scene that made me the maddest was, of course, when Mike Love.
Yeah, when he didn't want any drug references. I know that must have, really infuriated my friend Ken.
That's not the part I was talking about. I forgot about that. I blot those.
Yeah, out. I know. I can imagine you booing the screen. Ken, it's a movie. He can't hear you. Boo! Boo, Mike Love.
Yeah, that's right. Mike Love was complaining about hang on to your ego because he thought it was a
boo!
Drug
boo. We want more drug references. And then when Brian Wilson did dropped acid twice in one night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Open your mind, Brian. Write Pet Sounds for us.
How did you know that was me who said that?
Never mind that it will cripple you for life emotionally.
Yeah, he had audio hallucinations. According to the movie, the rest of his life, he tripped once and had audio hallucinations.
Well, no, I believe he mentioned he had voices in his head from childhood.
Oh,
in
really?
One scene.
Oh, I thought he said that it was ever since he tripped.
But I can recommend the movie. I truly did not want it to end.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Erwin's handing us something.
Ah, The Many Moods of Murray Wilson.
Oh, there you go. Is this a compilation of different?
No, it's just horrible crap that Murray Wilson.
He was a genius too, Ken. I'm not saying Brian wasn't a genius, but Murray was a genius too. And if you don't believe me, I refer you to the outtakes of
Help Me, Rhonda. They had that line in the movie.
Yes, they did in one of the audio montages.
Yeah, an audio collage.
I'm a genius too. I actually use that line around the house to my kids.
Do you?
Yeah, all the time. I'm a genius too, Evan.
Do you make Evan go to the bathroom in front of the whole family like Murray did to Brian?
Go to the bathroom in front of the whole family?
Yeah.
That was not in the movie.
Famous Murray Wilson story.
I love that guy. We can all learn a lot from that guy.
To punish Brian.
Yeah.
He made Brian drop his trousers and go to the bathroom.
At what age?
Oh, well, I think he was like 32 at that point. No, he was a young boy.
Yeah. I wish they had recreated the Help Me, Rhonda argument.
That would
have been fantastic.
That would
too.
Be a movie unto itself.
But you know what just blew my mind? They cast these young kids because they were young kids. They were 24, 25, right?
Yeah.
The Beach Boys. And just blew my mind that they were putting this amazing music down.
Oh, it was the acid.
Yeah. I'll never say another disparaging word against acid again.
Good.
I just love Pet Sounds so much.
Yeah, there you go. But back to your TV show.
Yeah.
Who's going to star? If not Paul Dano and Natalie Portman.
Some hot chick that we'll find.
Uh-huh.
Don't you worry. She'll be a hot chick.
Okay.
I'm gonna do my best for you.
So it's a young male, female.
Yeah, well, you know, they're homicide detectives, so you know they're going to be young and hot looking.
Right, they have to be hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know the pose that they'll be striking for the poster. You know the pose where their feet are slightly spread and they're sort of standing sideways and looking at the camera?
Yeah, looking sideways, yeah.
The CSI look. That'll be us. So you don't want to miss that.
Yeah, well, good luck. And anybody,
thanks, buddy.
Anybody who wants to work for Andy's new TV show, just write to Andy, care of the radio station right here.
Yeah.
He's looking for spec scripts.
Yeah. I only have 410 slots open left. So
Your chances are good.
Yeah, you're pretty good. Yeah, I'm just hiring people. I'm not even reading their resumes.
Yeah, good. That's
if they have a Jewish last name, mm-hmm. they're in.
That's the way to do it.
That's how Hollywood works.
Trust your gut. Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it.
Hey, and how's that app going? You have a new app coming out.
God bless you, buddy. You're getting right into it. Boy, you're like a pro. Boy, this is like textbook. That was a textbook segue.
Your old app, I know, did not do so well.
Rig Trivia. Well, I don't know. I don't know what standard you're using to judge it.
Well,
did it make any money?
Did it break?
No.
Did it break the 50,000 most popular apps on the iTunes store?
No. Did it bring me any joy whatsoever? No. No, I'm beginning to see what you mean.
Okay.
Yeah, I would call it not successful. No, I lost my shirt. A slight miscalculation. I thought people would like it.
Yeah.
I can plug it now.
But that was just a test run.
Wait, it's called Rigged Trivia, and it's a trivia game. It looks like an ordinary trivia game, mm-hmm. but each question has a little hint in it. Each question has a code hidden in the question to tell you what the right answer is. They're all multiple choice.
So it's for cheaters.
It's for people that hate to lose, people that are tired of losing.
Cheaters.
I know you're in a very, very small subcategory. You're a loser, but you're not tired of losing. Most losers want to win, want to break the pattern.
Huh.
Yeah. You revel in it.
Of course.
It's not for you. It's for people that don't want to lose anymore.
Huh.
Yeah. People that have had enough of it.
That's your
people that have hit bottom.
Got it.
Hey, will you call me the minute you hit bottom?
I will.
I'll drop whatever I'm doing.
I'll call collect, but I will call.
I can't wait. Or have the nice police officer call.
If you were with
have your caseworker call or your parole officer. Minute you hit bottom.
Here's the thing, Andy. Yeah. If you're with the good cop, you haven't hit bottom yet.
Hey, kids, remember this. If you're with the good cop, that means you have not hit bottom.
It's not until you're with the bad cop, then you're at the bottom.
You'll edit all that.
Yeah.
I'll
take that out.
Yeah.
I didn't need that.
I need that one.
That didn't.
I want that line.
Okay. So anyway, you have a new app coming out.
Yeah, new app's coming out. Yeah, where you can look at puppies in a shelter, rescue puppies. It's called Feed a Puppy.
Oh, that's great!
And if you want to feed it,
you're actually helping animals.
Yeah, we actually have a relationship with a great organization called 11th Hour Rescue.
That's wonderful.
And
you're actually doing something good.
Yeah, but if you let that out, if you tell people,
I'll deny it. I'll bury that.
Yeah. And then on my app, you can not only watch the puppies, but interact with them. You can hit feed. There's a feed button.
Wow.
And a little treat will fall. And you fed the puppies. And that'll be out in a couple of weeks. I've been working on it for a year.
What a great idea.
Thanks, buddy.
I have an app, too.
I don't care. So Feed a Puppy will be released, it's being submitted to iTunes now. It's a process. It's a vetting process.
I know.
Two, 3 weeks.
Right.
And we're very excited about it. And I know you'd like to talk about other apps on this show.
Yeah, well, that's the topic of the show tonight.
Why don't you put it in words? How would you describe today's show?
We just want people to call 201-209-9368 and tell us about your favorite app.
You mean turn us onto an app?
Simple as that.
Turn us onto an app that we may not be familiar with.
Yeah.
That you've been enjoying.
Right.
Not a familiar app.
Yeah.
Like what are the more popular apps?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Like, we don't want to hear about Angry Birds, right?
Exactly. We do not
What are some other more popular apps?
I don't know. I'm not a real app aficionado. I can tell you my favorite apps.
And what ones do you use every day?
I use Waze just about every day. That's a traffic crowdfunding app. It helps you avoid the traffic and avoid the police, or it could help you find the police, too, I suppose.
Wait. It's called Waze?
Waze, W-A-Z-E.
And what does crowdfunding mean?
No, crowdsourced. Sorry, it's a crowdsourced traffic app. So
what does that mean?
Well, it means it monitors everybody's traffic activity, so it helps steer you around the traffic. So it will tell you tell it where you want to go, and it tells you how to avoid the traffic.
But it's how does it know? How does it know? I mean, if only a small percentage of people are using Waze.
No, millions of people are using it. Tons of people are using it. Because it monitors you whether you're using the app actively or not.
Oh, I see.
So it knows where you
are. It's always active.
It knows what speed you're going. So if you're only going 20 miles an hour on a highway, it knows that there's really bad traffic there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And then, do they send you, and do you always listen to Waze? Like if it says make a left here?
Almost always.
When do you override Waze?
I override it in Jersey City because I know the secret ways around Jersey City way better than Waze does. That's just about the only time I ignore it.
Now, isn't there a danger that Waze will send you into a questionable neighborhood?
Yes, it does that. That has happened.
Yeah,
that has happened to me.
Yeah, you racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't even think like that.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, one time, I was driving through Morris County, and I got off at the wrong exit, and it steered me into a neighborhood full of angry white people. It's very, very frightening.
Yeah, I know you're trying to recover now, but seriously, Waze is responsible for countless homicides and rapes. They'll just take you into the worst neighborhoods in the world. And I would avoid it like the plague.
Now, one time it did direct me right into Crackville, USA.
I'm sure it did, because Waze doesn't know that you're in Carjack Central.
That's right. It doesn't.
Thank you, Waze.
Yeah.
Now, suppose you were carjacked and a loved one was killed. Could you have held Waze responsible?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, then it's almost worth it.
Yeah. Oh, it's well worth it.
Get a little lawsuit out of it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You know what? App I've been using?
What?
It's called Tile. T-I-L-E. It's right here.
Uh-huh.
And
photo app?
No, it's not a photo app. It's at you when you actually have it's tied in with we have 8 tiles. They're little here. I'll show you.
Hey, wait a second. You're not going to believe this.
What?
But Ava in Virginia is on the line, and she loved your Rig Trivia app. Hi, Ava. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing good. Great, thanks. Hey, Ava. Thanks for being in one of the very, very few, select few to download pay for the app.
You wouldn't believe. So I have this friend who's obsessed with trivia.
Yeah.
It has, like, a bunch of different trivia apps on her phone, and she loves Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah. Oh, I love this story. I've been waiting a year to hear this story. Go ahead.
It's amazing. Basically, anytime we want to piss her off, she also hates losing, just, you know, suggest that we play trivia, and my phone, you know, has this great trivia app, and she has no clue that it's rigged. We've played 4 or 5 times now, and every time she just gets furious.
Because you can answer.
Because you chose that category. You know more about it than I do.
I know. You can choose any category, and you can choose any level, and you will never miss a question. I do it with my 8 and 10-year-olds when company comes over.
Wow, to make
Except
you,
sometimes to, you have to, like, you know, strategically miss questions every
yes,
once in a while
or pretend
to figure out that it's rigged.
Yes, or pretend to ponder and consider other answers. Yes.
Right. Yep.
Exactly. Sounds like you're the perfect. You're the fish I was hoping to catch. You're the perfect user.
You should get Ava to do a video testimonial for you.
But how do you do that? Where do you do that? And then you upload it? Upload it to the social network. Would you do that for me, Ava?
Which one?
Would you upload a little testimonial?
To play games. So it's I could try.
Okay. Just have somebody videotape you and then have them upload it to the social network.
To YouTube, I think, is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, YouTube is a good one.
She'll be so upset if she finds out.
Oh, she won't find out.
Oh, no. Here, you can do it in shadows, or you can disguise your voice and wear a mask.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
And you know what else you could play? There's a companion game called Rigged Worlds Word Scramble. Have you downloaded that one?
No, I haven't.
It's equally diabolical.
Is that yours also?
Yes, that's another another game for
you
cheaters.
You had an app I didn't even know about.
Yeah, it's called. Oh, it's a great one. Ava, will you use it and then call me and rave about that one too?
Yeah, I will look into it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's you know.
Oh my God! You just remembered her name. That's never happened before.
Well, neither has a call like this where someone has enjoyed one of my products before.
Wow. Ava, you really got through to him.
And also, Ava's name is a palindrome.
It really is a palindrome.
Well, not a perfect palindrome.
No, a perfect palindrome.
Well, let me guess you this. Ava, do you capitalize the first letter of your name when you write it?
Yeah, and if you spell it in all caps, you can fold it in half, and it's like a mirror image of it.
Yes, that's perfect. Yes. But if you capitalize the first letter of your name but not the last letter of your name, it's not a perfect palindrome. May I suggest capitalizing the first A and the last A?
Yes.
Don't you understand what she's saying? If you capitalize the whole thing,
yes,
it's not only a palindrome, it's a mirror image palindrome. You know how unusual those are?
Yes.
There's not many of them.
It's miraculous. And she digs my app.
Thanks, yep. Ava.
Thanks, Ava. You're the grooviest.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We're talking about apps.
Have we ever had a better phone call than that?
Never.
In the history of the show?
You've never remembered.
25 years.
You've never remembered a caller's name before.
Well, I've never been in love like that before. That was an unsolicited, sincere testimonial about one of my stupid little toys.
And we're talking about apps at 201-209-9.
Anyway, let me just tell you about this tile. Look, this is what you get. You get this physical little tile. You put it on a keychain. See
okay.
it there?
Yeah.
And I put one in my wallet. I have one in my wallet.
Okay.
I put one on my on Beth's keychain.
Uh-huh.
On her iPhone. And then if you misplace it, do you ever misplace your keys? Can't find your keys?
I have done that.
That you go on the app and the it all works on Bluetooth and it will tell you how close you are to your keys and in what direction you should go.
Look,
I put my keys over there. It will find my keys and tell me I'm very close to them.
Damn.
Isn't that pretty great?
So no more chaining the television remote to the couch.
That's right. You could just put a tile on the television
remote. But have you actually started using a
tile? Look, there are my keys. Look, you want to find my keys? I can't find my keys. There's Andy's keys. If I hit find, this thing will start blinking.
Wow.
I start chirping. And this thing will tell me what direction I should walk in.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's a great app. A miraculous. And I've actually used it exactly as for its purpose, to find crap.
And, of course, you could also, like, stick
Wait,
it on...
I'll show you something very funny. I know what you're going to say. I'm ahead of you. Watch this.
You could stalk people.
No. You're kind of... Look at this. What does that say? There. This is a tile. My mother has dementia. She has Alzheimer's. I put one of these in her wallet. And so if she starts wandering around New York...
That's fantastic.
I can find it. But you know what's so funny? She forgets to take her purse with her all the time.
Oh, man.
And it hasn't really helped. So that's an app that I can recommend.
You could surgically implant one in your mom.
She has so many things surgically implanted in her now.
Oh, no more room?
There's very, very little more room.
Oh, well.
You can get some of your hashish in there.
Yeah.
And send her across the border.
That's a good idea. Okay.
Yeah, she can be your mule.
All right.
Would you like my mother, my Alzheimer's stricken mother, to be your mule?
If there's room to surgically implant.
On her next trip back from Mexico City?
Yeah.
Done and done.
All right.
Buddy,
thank you.
It has to count as your birthday gift. 201-209-9368.
Because people with dementia make the best mules.
Oh, my God. They really do. They could be waterboarded all night long.
Exactly.
And they will never break. Why aren't they used as spies more?
I don't know.
They're perfect spies.
Because they're too busy being mules?
I think they're too busy trying to remember how to turn off the TV. 201-209-9368.
And Brent in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, Brent, thanks for calling. You love the show.
I love the show. I can't believe I got through.
Oh, thanks, buddy. That means the world to us. And now, what's your favorite app? What have you found very useful?
You know, I don't know if this is like a staple or a standard, but TuneIn Radio is basically how I found you guys.
Oh, TuneIn's actually a very cool radio portal app. They actually send us money. The more you listen to WFMU on TuneIn, the bigger the check we get from them.
How much was last month's check from TuneIn?
It's actually more than you would expect.
Is it more than $20?
Yeah, it's like $100 a month.
And it's
so
called TuneIn?
Indirectly funding you.
Yeah.
And wait. And how does... And what TuneIn, you tell TuneIn about your musical taste and they recommend radio stations?
No.
No, you just choose whatever radio station they have recommendations as well. But it's quite an incredible app. Actually, that was the sole reason I actually got my iPad originally, was for that purpose. But unfortunately, the majority of my apps are for my 5-year-old daughter. I have Snakes and Ladders.
Yeah. Oh, listen, just a little hint.
ginger.
Just a little hint. You want to avoid the snakes and embrace the ladders in that game. That's a good. That's the best strategy.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, work your way toward the ladders, but try to avoid the snakes.
Exactly.
That's what the world champions do.
It's a great app.
Tune in, and you're familiar with it too, huh, Ken? Is it on your iPhone?
It is. Yeah, because we're a client.
I don't want to put any app on my iPhone where there's even a remote chance that I might accidentally listen to WFMU.
Oh, then you want to avoid TuneIn.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Actually, I remember listening to an episode where you guys did the thing with the Shazam, and I added that to my iPad as well.
I do use Shazam a lot.
What is Shazam?
It identifies a song that you hear on the radio or in a store or something.
Oh, it tells you what song you're, yeah. What, who plays,
except it
what
doesn't
the artist is?
It doesn't recognize anything on WFMU, though.
Because you said song.
Exactly.
Yeah, they have to.
There you go.
They have to expand the definition of song. Maybe someday in your lifetime.
A challenge for that.
Yeah, that would be pretty great. Maybe in your lifetime, Ken, someone will invent an app.
All right, Brent, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
He was great.
He was.
Two great calls. We're two for two.
Amazing.
Wait. We should quit now. We've had two great calls. Why don't we sign off?
No, we have another 32 minutes.
But we'd have a perfect show.
And I do want to plug also the fact that we have the 7-second delay loyalty card.
On
today's playlist. If you go to WFMU.org, go to playlist and comments, you'll find a link to download the 7-second delay loyalty card.
You keep it in your wallet every week on every show. We're going to have a secret word, a password.
Right.
We haven't done that yet this week. When we indicate what the password is, you note it on the card. You just write it down. And if you can prove you, and which would prove you've listened to tonight's show, and you listen to 10 shows, you send the card in, and we will send you a free show.
Right? A free show that doesn't suck as bad as most of our other shows.
It will be a secret show that we're going to record privately, off the air, right?
Right.
Will we be able to curse during that show?
Oh, yeah.
You'll be able to hear Andy and Ken curse?
Yep.
What curse words are you going to do? I'm going to do bitch.
Well, you're allowed to say bitch anytime.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'll think of another one. I have a couple weeks, right?
Yeah. I just had to dump the word that I said.
but if I had said that,
I would have dumped you.
Yeah, but then afterwards, all night long, I'd be getting those terse little text messages. Oh my God! Hypocrisy, thy name is Friedman.
No.
Yes.
My middle name is Hypocrisy.
Dear God, I can't believe it. Oh, well, someday there'll be a rule that will apply to you too. That will be a glorious day here.
Nobody even knows what just happened. You have to explain. I said the F word. Actually said it out loud.
Yeah.
And then I hit the dump button on myself. But when we do the secret show.
Yeah, you won't be dumping.
I won't be dumping myself.
Fine.
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 All right.
201-209-9368. Hey, what apps can you recommend? Well, what apps would the rest of us like? Turn us on to your favorite app.
Luke in Tulsa, you're on the air.
This is going to be great. Hey, Luke, you love the show.
I love the show. I cannot believe I got through.
Thanks. You're a long-time listener. You're a first-time.
Long-time listener, first-time
caller. Oh, thanks, brother.
Go to hell.
Oh, you are a long-time
listener.
Thank
you, Luke.
Yes.
Now, Luke, we've had two perfect phone calls.
Was that word the secret word that you just said?
No.
Because I wrote that all over my card.
No, that was not the secret word.
Yeah, people write that all over their cards anyway.
Because it didn't go over the air, or it was not supposed to.
Have we announced the secret word yet?
No, we have not.
May I suggest Luke as a secret word?
Would you like that to be the secret word?
Luke, would that make your day? Would that mean anything to you if you were the secret word?
Yes.
There it is.
I would have to go change my underwear after that.
There it is. Our secret word of the week.
Done and done.
Done and done. Now, do we repeat that, Ken? Or
no.
We'll never repeat that again.
We must never repeat that.
Okay,
I'm going to have to open my little notes app and type down the word then.
You're going to have to cross out the other word and write the new word in.
Yeah.
I just wrote both.
Okay, yeah. Tulsa.
They often are used together, aren't they, Luke?
The app that I would recommend is LastPass.
Ah, yes.
Do you know LastPass?
I know of it, yes. My IT guy uses it here.
And it's just filled the rest of us in.
It remembers all your passwords. So, like, if you're trying to log into Netflix, or whatever, I just open it up and find my password in there.
But. Suppose you leave the phone. Suppose you lose your phone.
You
leave it on the counter.
Website?
Yeah.
I don't know. And it also generates passwords.
Well, can you open?
I know, but Luke, you leave it on the counter. You leave your phone behind at Arby's, mm-hmm. and some jerk finds it. Does he have access to every password in your phone?
Not if you put a password on your phone.
Wait. So you need a password for LastPass.
Well, you need a password for your phone.
You technically could have a password for your phone and then a password to open LastPass.
But it's just such a pain in the ass. This is why all my passwords are simple. It's just the word password. It works great.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought since, Anne, you're so forgetful, it might help you.
Well, my passwords, now I realize, could be simpler.
What is it?
Well, my password is, it's one word. It's Ken's password. KENSPASSWORD.
You could shorten that to just password.
Now, in hindsight, of course, you're right. I didn't even think of that.
All right, Luke, thank you.
All right, have a good night.
You
Thanks,
too.
Buddy.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
We're recommending apps to each other, and the phone number is 201-209-9368. What does that spell out if you're spelling it out on a push-button
It spells
phone?
Out 201-209-WFMU.
Spells out 212. It spells out whoopsie daisy. Whoopsie daisy. 201-209-9368.
Matt and Clark, you're on the air.
Hey, Matt. You love the show. Hey, you Candy. Can't believe you got through.
That's what I call you guys. Candy, Ken and Andy. How you doing, guys?
Good, Matt.
Good, Matt.
Matt, Jen, and Chico. We're going to be listening to you tonight via the WFMU app.
Well, hold on. Matt, Jen, and Chico. Wait, we can come up with a nickname for them, right, Ken? Fair is fair. They came up with Candy for us.
Yeah, Matt, Jen, and Chico.
Hold on, we can do this.
What are you going for?
We're going to combine letters.
Don't write on
we
that.
We can do it.
Here.
Yeah. Okay, Matt.
Oh,
wait.
Man, I forgot to give Andy his scrap paper for
Matt, Jen, and Chico. Okay, if you combine like different syllables from the three friends.
Yeah, any order.
Matt, any Chico.
Order. Or... Wait, did you dump that?
Yes, I
you
dumped
You did?
That. Yes.
Why would you dump that?
I have to dump that.
Why? That's nothing.
Exactly. It's not. I don't make the rules.
What rule did that fall under?
The FCC's indecency rule.
Is that on some list?
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize. It I didn't is. Know. I didn't know I was crossing
yeah,
a line.
Yeah, refer to George Carlin's 7 dirty words.
That is not on his list.
It is.
It is not.
Part of it is. Yeah. Anyway, Magico.
But we go with your app, with the FMU app, because now, whenever we're not together, we can listen to this show and all our other favorite shows while we're driving around.
That's right. It's a great app. It's a great app. When we first came out with the WFMU app, we had these huge public radio stations that contacted us and wanted to hire away our app developer.
Now, Matt.
Great app.
Matt, God bless you. I'm glad you're a fan, but it sounds like you really should get out of the house more.
I'm always out of the house. I'm always
He's never
I'm
home.
Always working.
And you're driving around listening to us?
No, I just left the rail yard up in Newark, and I had to pull over to call you guys because I don't talk and drive.
Boy, that means the world. So you're sitting on the side of the highway.
I'm sitting at Delancey Street in Newark.
Wow.
With all kinds of
crackheads.
Derelicts.
Yeah. Matt, you know, it's fun to joke around, but seriously, just take a moment right now and lock that door, but do it very discreetly. Do it with your elbow. Just pretend you're yawning. Yeah, and then lock the door.
Is that how you
I'm
do
glad
it?
I got to hear what my nickname is. That's
exactly. All right, tell your friends. We appreciate your call.
Thanks, Matt.
Have a great night, guys.
Don't forget to get your 7-second delay loyalty card. Then you'll be able to hear all the words that Andy and I are dumping out of tonight's broadcast.
And, we'll be recording a special show. Listen to 10 shows. Get one free.
That's right. It's like a sub shop.
How many other shows? Is this unique? Have you ever heard? Is this
never
unprecedented?
It is unprecedented. In the history of radio and television, it has never been done.
I got to tell you something. That makes me so happy to hear. I'll do almost anything if you... can tell me you've never heard it being done before.
All right.
I'll try anything.
Okay.
If it's for the first time.
Is that a promise?
My favorite definition of genius is somebody doing it something for the first time and getting it right. Isn't that a great definition of genius? For example, your friend Brian Wilson.
Yeah, but
he was trying all sorts of things, and he got it right on Pet Sounds.
But think about how many takes he did for every song on Pet Sounds.
Well, you don't get anything on the first.
Yeah, so it's not really the first try. I mean, he worked very, very hard. Yeah,
that's true, Ken. That's a good point. You've given us a lot to think about, Ken.
Scott in Canada.
Dear God. Dear God, he's an idiot.
Scott in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, great idea for a show. Hearing it's first time listening to your show, though, but hearing that it was about apps.
And this isn't even us on all four cylinders. Wouldn't you agree, Ken?
This is on three cylinders.
Yeah. Yeah, man, we've got to have you back, Scott. You've got to hear, you've got to hear a show that really is working.
Scott, where are you calling from in Canada?
Newfoundland.
Wow, Newfoundland.
That's a wow to you, Ken?
Yeah, it's so far north. You probably get get the northern lights up there and stuff?
Yeah, we're just getting summerish weather now, like 70-odd degrees.
What time is sunset tonight?
Being up here and that, you know?
What time is sunset tonight, Matt?
Scott.
Oh, yeah. The sun goes down here about, it's light until almost 10.
Wow.
What is it in New Jersey there?
Oh, right now, about 8.
Ken doesn't really let us out of the bunker much, so it's hard for us to tell.
I put decals on the windows.
Yeah.
Artificial light is much, much better for DJs. You don't want to let them get too much natural light.
Yeah. You don't want them to see other people who are happy and content with their lives.
It's important to have a fairly controlled environment when you're operating a radio station.
Management techniques from Ken Friedman. Hey,
there are so many other variables, I guess.
Now what apps are getting you through the day up there? What app do you use every day?
One app that I love, that's a game, is called Real Racing 3. It's a race car game, and it uses real tracks and real cars, and it's so fantastic.
It sounds like a big, big file. It sounds.
Yes, it is. It's about you need to have probably about 2 gigs free on your machine. That's on the iPad. You would, but I think like for some phones, they have a smaller version of the game.
Real Racing 3. You heard it here, right, Kenny?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to check it out.
All right, thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
What other I have for you?
Oh, it's a okay.
Music app,
what is it?
If you want.
Yeah, what is it?
It's called. Okay, sorry, breaking up there a little bit, but it's called Django, Jango, and it has just a fantastic number of channels or playlists, and it has so many categories, and under those categories, even so many more categories. I found it a great way to discover a lot of different music from around the world and everywhere.
But why would you want
Django? I'll try it. Django.
Why would you want to hear new music from around the world? I don't understand.
Yeah, some people like searching out new music, Andy.
But Jackson Brown has his catalog. The Eagles have their catalog. It's all you really need. It's all you really need to be satisfied.
Some people don't like that.
Unless you're Hindu, unless you have 9 lives. If you only have 1 life, if you have 90 years, there's enough good music out there now. Enough good music was recorded in California in the early 70s to satisfy you until you die.
That's not true.
Well,
I do love music from that time.
Yeah. It's
fantastic.
It's pretty sad, Ken.
Andy loves only music from that time.
Yeah.
Well, thank
the only
you.
Music. It's the only music you need.
Thanks, time. Scott.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
I may not always love you.
Another app that I like.
Isn't it amazing that one of the greatest love songs ever written begins with that line? I may not always love you. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I interrupted you. As a public service.
Oh, yeah. In the movie, Brian auditioned that song for his dad, Murray.
Yeah, and his dad
And his dad said, I don't really like it.
His dad cited another song with the same name.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, what a jerk off.
Yeah. Oh, and you can tell from that movie exactly what he was like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can really tell from the Help Me Rhonda sessions what Murray was like.
Well, that's true. You can also really tell what he was like from... Brian Wilson's ability to hear out of his left ear.
Yeah.
That was an amazing first shot. The first shot of the movie is a close-up of Brian Wilson's ear.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Unbelievable. They pulled back and you were in his ear.
Wow.
My God, that was a good film.
Yeah, I loved it.
It made you, it was kind of like A Beautiful Mind of music. Remember that movie about Nash?
Mathematician?
But it made you realize how sucky most biographical movies are. This one really put you into his head.
Yeah, and it really worked, I thought, also having John Cusack playing him post-psychosis.
Yeah, and you got to see Giamatti doing Dr. Landon.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Yeah, talk about management techniques. I know Ken was in the theater taking notes.
Yeah, the 24-hour therapy approach.
Yeah. Yeah. I know your staff is very familiar with it.
Doc Landy. And he also wrote the Underground Dictionary, which came out in the movie.
Now, what Brian Wilson songs did he have co-writing credit on?
Oh.
There was an album, right?
There was a whole album.
Yeah.
Yeah, that came out in the 90s.
Wow, unbelievable.
Yeah, I remember when we got it, and it said, like, executive producer Eugene Landy, and every song was co-written by Eugene Landy. We still have it in the library. You can look at
unbelievable.
It.
Unbelievable. Love it, love it. So we're at 201-209-9368, and you want to just review what apps we've been turned on to?
Oh, have you been making notes?
I make mental notes.
Okay.
There was the first one, then there was the first call.
Right.
And then I believe, unless I have this wrong, the second call followed.
And that second call mentioned an app also.
Yes, exactly. There was an app. Right. And then, I didn't take notes. I'm doing this from memory. I believe the next call was the third call.
Yeah. And then there was the guy who talked about Django.
Was that the fourth call? Because I know after the third call, it was kind of unusual. We went right to the fifth call. If I remember correctly.
Yes, and it was the fifth call that mentioned Django and Race Car 3.
Right, and then we went back to the fourth call.
And you mentioned Tile.
Oh, Tile, I recommend.
And I mentioned Waze. And
oh, and I guess I do remember the first call
last
that
pass.
First call that loved rigged trivia and
rigged
was raving
trivia,
about it.
Yeah.
The funniest app. Well, how can I get that to catch on? How do you market these apps? You know, you spend money, you invest money, and 100 apps come out the same day yours is released.
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, how do you have a hit song?
How do you have a hit song?
How do you make something go viral on the internet? I mean, there's no guaranteed.
How do you do a good hour on the radio? It's just no way. It's a mystery.
Yeah, it is a mystery.
Yeah. It's one of the great mysteries of life.
Anyway, we still have 15 minutes before the debut of Sue Braun's new phone-in show.
Oh, great.
Do It For Me, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock.
Now, why do you call it a phony show?
No, a phone-in.
I think she's always been very sincere.
No, phone-in.
Oh, phone-in. Oh, I see.
Phone-in.
201-209-9368. Hey, we're talking about apps. Do you have a favorite app, an app you go to every day and you find useful and entertaining?
I'm also a big fan of weather apps and radar apps.
What does a radar app tell you?
It shows you radar maps, so you can see when the tornadoes are coming, when hailstorms are coming, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so you have an early warning about hailstorms coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that must come in handy all the time.
It does.
Hey, Ken, would you pay money to have someone develop a 7-second delay app?
I might. Let's chip in.
Maybe there's a developer out there that would have an idea.
Well, I actually have a great idea.
Wait, we'd pay for his time.
I have
right?
a great idea for a WFMU game.
Yeah, okay.
Which would be an app.
I'm sure it's going to be great. But yeah. Listen, the
what would you want a 7-second delay app to do? What would it do?
Okay, among other things, mm-hmm. and it should do more than a few things.
Yeah,
it should warn you when hailstorms are approaching.
Okay,
To make your little hailstorm app obsolete.
Okay. So you can listen to old episodes of 7-Second Delay. You can get an alert.
Right, and there'll be an alert if a hailstorm has been sighted in your area.
Okay. It could deliver a zinger to you.
Right.
It could wake you up every day with a zinger. You could say, right. Wake me up at 8 a.m., and at 8 a.m. your phone goes off. And it's an Andy Breckman perfect zinger.
But nothing would trump the hailstorm alert.
Right.
If there was a hailstorm alert, that would take precedent over any zinger or music.
No, in fact, if there's a hailstorm alert, it's just going to start warning you about it, and you can't turn it off.
Yes.
You have to destroy the phone to get the hailstorm alert.
It's the 7-second delay app and hailstorm alert.
Well, it goes without saying that it has hailstorm alerts. It's a 7-second delay app. Yeah. Anyway, my favorite weather app.
Your friends without our app are going to be, whoa, what the hell? What the hell is this? It's like golf balls falling from the sky. I never anticipated this. And you'd be under your umbrella.
I guess you didn't
you'd
have
be
the
laughing.
You didn't have the 7-second delay app.
Exactly.
Anyway, my favorite weather app is Dark Sky.
It tells you when there might be a dark sky?
Well, it tells you everything.
Mm-hmm. So you're never surprised by the weather.
I'm not. Yeah. Like right now, I can tell you that the closest precipitation to us here in Jersey City is 58 miles to the southeast.
Huh.
No precipitation due for the next hour. It's 77 degrees and clear.
Huh.
Not only is it 77 degrees, Andy, it feels like 77 degrees.
And you're not invited to a lot of parties. That's just baffling. Baffling.
The low tonight is going to be 66.
Don't say, hey, Ken, I'm going on a 5-day road trip.
Hit that.
Bring your iPhone.
5 a.m.
Yeah.
There's a 25% chance of rain tomorrow afternoon, Andy.
Huh. Yeah. And your wife is not considered suicide? She's not suicidal?
Nope.
She lives with you?
Because she has dark sky as well.
Fascinating.
So I don't have to tell her these things.
You know what my guess would be? Your lovely wife, Hank, is just bluffing about having dark skies as well. I bet.
Whoa!
I bet she's lying to you about that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to check.
No, Ken, you don't have to tell me about
that. I am going to check as soon as I get home tonight.
Ken, darling, you don't have to tell me about the weather. I also have dark skies. You can just shut up now, Ken.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That has the ring of truth.
Yep. Hey, if you enjoyed our little dark sky riff, tell your friends about it. It's going to be archived by sometime tonight, right, Ken?
Yep, and you can listen to it on the 7-second delay app.
Yeah, you can maybe get a transcription of it and do it with your friends. Ken and Andy's Dark Sky Riff.
And that's another service that you get on the 7-second delay app.
Oh, we could have a transcription service.
Transcripts of every show, so you can reenact them.
Yeah, with your very, very, very unlucky loved ones. Hey, come on, who will develop our 7-second delay app? What kind of investment would that be? Would you go halvesies with me?
I can't afford it. It would be a minimum of $5,000, is my thinking.
It would be?
Because I hired developers to do WFMU apps. And
but maybe a fan of the show will contribute
absolutely.
His services.
If somebody will develop
it. But what is the minimum it would cost?
Free, the minimum, if somebody developed it for free?
Yeah.
It wouldn't cost anything.
But isn't there some kind of fees with Apple?
I don't think so, no.
What would you do in return for a developer that offered to donate his time? Could we plug his name?
We could
thank him, obviously,
right? We could plug his or her name.
Would you buy him a milkshake?
I'd buy him a milkshake or her a milkshake. Yeah. I'd let them loosen the WFMU record library to have their way with any of our recordings.
Yeah.
I'd set him up with any WFMU swag.
You'd set him up with any WFMU staff member?
I would.
Yeah.
Any consenting WFMU staff?
Oh, consenting now.
They all consent?
They do.
Yeah,
they do. You make sure of that in any job interview.
Yeah.
It's a very controversial job interview.
Otherwise,
they wouldn't be here. So, hey, explain this, Ken. If we're so hot and we're so good and we're all that, why are there no calls?
So we're being so damn entertaining tonight. Maybe there's a hailstorm coming.
Well, check your damn app.
Oh, okay, hang on.
Yeah.
Let me see. No. No, there's no hailstorm.
Hey, do you have an app that tells you if there's a misconceived radio show coming?
No. Sorry.
Because alarms would be ringing.
Yeah.
No, seriously, why are there no calls? I'm doing my best here.
I know.
I'm working hard for you.
Yeah. No, you're doing great.
Thanks, buddy.
Ever since you got this new TV show, you're working extra hard on the show. It's like you feel guilty.
I feel guilty because I know coming up I'm going to miss a few shows.
It's great.
But wait. Why are there no calls? Can you think of a wider net we could cast and tell us about an app you like?
It's
like, what is your favorite color? Everyone has a favorite app.
We're being too damn entertaining. I'm telling you, that's it.
You mean people are laughing so hard they're misdialing?
Yeah, they don't want to bring us down. They know that if we put them on the air,
because we've never been on a roll like this.
They're just going to drag us down.
201-209-9368. Oh, come on, man. Tell us about your damn app.
Oh, I have a couple of fitness apps that I love.
God, I'm getting mad at our listeners.
You know I'm a gym rat.
Oh, you can all go to hell.
So Gym Buddy. I love
What does Gym Buddy do?
I love Gym Buddy.
Yeah.
It's for people who work out who are hopeless self-quantifiers such as myself. So it applies points to every exercise that you do. And then I also have a fitness app I love called Gorilla.
Sounds
those
great, Ken.
Yeah, those are my two favorite fitness apps.
Yeah. Okay. So we've had fun.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what Bethy wants to do for our 25th anniversary?
What?
She thinks we should have a big party in our house.
Really?
Yeah. And invite, what rock band could we get? Invite a live band.
To play at your house.
To play at our house for our 25th anniversary.
Uh-huh.
Who could we get? Could we get Mike Love and his incarnation of the Beach Boys?
I doubt it.
You can give a little piece of your mind?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man, hang on to your ego. Who cares if it was about drugs? It's a great, great song.
It wasn't about drugs. It was about hanging
out. No, save it, Ken. Save it for the party.
Okay.
You'll be able to talk to Mike Love directly.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
All right. Party.
We should book Mike Love, pay his damn price, and then just spend the whole hour haranguing him.
Party at Breckman's house.
No. I'm not inviting listeners.
Oh, okay. Got it.
We're only inviting non-listeners.
Okay.
It's our 25th anniversary,
private party at Breckman's house.
Yeah.
This September, 7 Second Delay, 25th anniversary with Mike Love.
But what band can we get? We can't get Mike Love.
No, we can't.
Can we get that Yolo Tango guys?
Yola Tango.
Yola Tango?
No, I doubt it. I can ask, but I doubt it.
Okay, how about, who was that big band that did our show at in New York? They might be Giants?
Yeah, I don't think we can get them.
Can we ask?
Yes, we can ask.
It would mean something to my son.
We had the guy from MGMT.
Oh, yeah. They're big, right?
We can ask them,
but
too.
But I don't know their music.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll try to get John Sebastian again.
We can get John Peel. Let's get John Peel on the Lower East Side. Him we can get. David Peel. Sorry, David Peel.
Singing his Odes to Marijuana.
Yeah, yeah. The Pope, the Pope smokes dope.
At our party?
Him we can get. Come on, he was friends with John Lennon. You can't get much bigger than that.
David Peel.
Party at the Breckman's house this September, live set from David Peel on the Lower East Side. All right, we have some calls. Casey in New Jersey, you're on the air.
David Peel.
Hey guys, short time listener.
You know what that means? I won't be at my own party. It's my 25th anniversary.
Hey, Casey.
Am I not invited as a listener?
No, listeners are not invited.
No, you're invited. You're
okay,
invited.
Fine. Hey, you know what we should do? We should extend an invitation to anyone who ever called the show.
Yeah, okay, good.
Not just listen, but callers.
So Casey's in.
Casey, you're in, buddy.
Thanks.
So Casey, quick, what's your favorite app?
I've been playing this game called Ingress, Ingress.
It's a game?
It's made by a Google startup. It's an augmented reality game. Basically, it's a global version of Capture the Flag mixed with Risk.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Are you playing against other players?
Yeah, there are two teams. When you sign up, there's kind of like a sci-fi backstory that goes with it, and you kind of pick either the green team or the blue team.
And is there a real flag in the real world somewhere?
Green team sucks.
They're digital flags. And they're called portals within the game, but they all match up with like actual locations, like things of historic significance or artistic
And do you have to do in the course of playing the game? Do you actually come into human contact in the real world with other players?
I've met lots of people from both teams while I've been playing.
Human contact.
I know. Okay. Well. Yeah. Maybe that's. We'll put that in the maybe pile, right, Ken?
Okay, Casey. He had me until he mentioned human contact.
Exactly. The only time we want humans involved with us is when we're hunting them for sport.
Right.
Is there an app that could do that?
Or watching David Peel on the Lower East Side.
He brings
people together.
David Peel. Why do we invite David Peel and his band, but just keep coming up with excuses why it's not a good time for them to start their set? And just keep them dangling.
He'd be fine.
Yeah, I know he'd be fine.
As long as he got
it.
Paid.
Yeah, he'd be fine with it.
Pamela in San Francisco, you're on the air.
By the way, here's how the phone call would go. Hi, is this David Peel? I'm on my way! That's what he would yell. You don't even know where we're calling. I don't care.
Is that your imitation of David Peel?
Yeah, I'm on my way.
It's spot on.
How often do you think his phone rings?
He's post-phone. That's how hip he is.
Yeah.
Pamela.
I want an app. I want an app that tells you if there's a hailstorm coming or if David Peel is in the area.
We have Pamela on
the
line.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Pamela.
We're almost out of time.
Okay. Hi. I'm actually calling for Hugh on the comment board, and actually my long-lost love, Hugh.
Oh, yeah, Hugh.
So I'm letting you know that his recommendation is Trailer Pop. He thought Andy would really like it.
Trailer Pop.
Trailer Pop?
Yeah, it's a trivia game for movies.
Oh.
Has trailers and clips.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, I would love that. Trailer Pop. I love playing trivia games. My favorite, of course, is Rig Trivia, because I don't like to lose. The other games, you're always in danger of missing a question or not knowing something.
Well, that sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks,
hey, we
Pamela.
do have a bunch of calls.
Terry in California, quick, what's your favorite app?
Dial Zero.
And what is that?
It's a guide to getting through phone trees on any business.
Ooh.
You can put in the business name.
Oh, my God. Brilliant.
It tells you the prompts to hit to get to bypass the telephone tree.
Oh, man, that sounds great.
Dial ##, or whatever, and it gets you to a representative.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Terry. Okay, and our last call, it's Angel in New York. Hi, Angel, you're on the air.
Hi.
Angel, what's your favorite app?
My favorite app is Checkout 51. It's you get money back when you buy bananas.
Really?
Really?
Money back when you buy bananas.
You have to upload the receipt and prove it.
And it's just giving you money back for bananas.
Yeah, but it's like it takes like 2 months because you have to like for every batch of bananas you buy, you get like 25 cents.
Oh man, that sounds great.
But wait, what is the argument for it? How do they justify what they're doing?
I don't know, but when it reaches $20, they mail you a check for $20.
Oh man, I buy a lot of bananas. This is going to be great for me.
We've learned a lot.
Thank you, Angel.
Fantastic.
Also, wait, my band will play your show.
You will? Your band will play our 25th anniversary?
Yeah, we just played SMU.
Oh, all right. Email me, Angel.
It's called Autodrone.
Autodrone.
Oh, I can't believe we're going to have Autodrone.
It's
going to
be Autodrone and David Peel. Who's going to open?
Yes.
Who's going to headline?
Who's going to?
Well, obviously.
Autodrone's going to headline. So David Peel on the Lower East Side will be opening for Autodrone. Free party at the Breckmans in September. Thank you, Angel. Email me at ken@wfmu.org. Stay tuned for Do It For Me, a brand new talk show with Sue Braun here on WFMU East
Orange. Oh, my God, that's a great name for a show.
WMFU Mount
Hope. We should steal that name.
It's too late. Online at wfmu.org in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And stay tuned for Sue. We'll be right back.
WFMU Freeform listener-sponsored radio. Hey. Oh, my God. It's a premiere. It's a premiere. I'm supposed to have my photo taken in front of a big board full of sponsors or something. Right? Nokia presents DIFM with Sue Braun. Your host, Sue Braun. Do It For Me. That's the name of the show. So all the components aren't necessarily together to do this show because I am very slow to do things. But one thing that we do have is the playlist page over at WFMU.org. And we have we don't necessarily want you to comment except for on the air. So the point of this is we all do things for other people here, but it's time for you to do everything for me now. Yeah, it's pretty simple. That's pretty much the whole point of the show. I mean, I know there isn't anything you wouldn't do for me. Okay, I know you won't. There's some things that people will not do for each other. You will not change for anyone. No one will change for you. They won't do that for you. No one will lose weight for you or stop their drinking and heroin addiction or painkiller addiction for you. But, you know, there's still some things that you want to do for me, I'm sure. But, oh, don't be silly. Anyway, the premise of the show is a freeform call-in experiment where, the spotlight's on you, folks. This is really all about you, once again, doing it for me, Sue Braun. WFMU.org, our Andy Breckman, who is on the program before this, called Seven Second Delay, said, Sue Braun, what's your topic for today? And I just all I can say is if you go to WFMU.org and click on playlist, you're going to see a picture. Okay, you're going to see a picture there. If you go on my Instagram account, which is Sue Braun, PSEUBRAUN, that's my Instagram, you're going to see the same picture. You're going to see the same picture. This is an audio visual experiment that we're doing. And as soon as station manager Ken answers my second email about more integrated AV pursuits on this program, we're going to do it this way with static photos. So there's a photo on the playlist page, and I need to, we need to talk about this. So I need, you know, you got to help me out here. You got to do it for me. You got to call in 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. I've got Nick the Bard. Nick the Bard is going to be on the show. Hey, Nick, you can open the door because there should be no... Nick, you should open the Studio A door because I don't want there to be any walls between us. You understand? Your role that you've accepted on this program as call screener and compadre, is that Spanish? I don't know.
Something like that.
Is to be... Do it for me... Just be my rock call screener. Don't worry, I'll fight off the bullies. That's what I do best.
All right.
And so basically, I don't want that door to be a wall between our communication, Sue Braun and Nick the Bard. All right?
All right.
So, so you will. I will ask, because I basically called Nick about an hour ago, and I said, Do you want to be part of the team that I'm assembling? Oh, I didn't tell you that I'm assembling a team. Anyway, I should tell you right now, although maybe it's a little late, that people are going to look at the picture on my playlist, and we're going to talk about that. So maybe if you could look at the picture too, then you'll be on board with what's going on. And that's